Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
So sometimes you lose something, and where you find it is an absolutely crazy story. And this one might be one of the craziest I've heard. Kitty, what have you got?
So I was talking to my best friend, Gail, on the phone yesterday for 2 hours, which is a little bit long. But she said at one point she was out to eat with her husband and her daughter and her daughter's fiance. Okay. And they sat down to eat, and Shane, the fiance, says, "Oh, I have a funny story to tell you." "Oh, really? What is it?" "Well, it's a very short story." And it's like, okay. And he looks at Gail's husband, John, and says, "You're wearing my shirt."
What?
Apparently it was a polo shirt, which is like what Gail's husband wears, polo shirts all the time. Somehow Shane's shirt got into their laundry or something at some point, and then got thrown in John's drawer, folded up, you know, all nice. He puts it on.
Okay, so wait a minute. So the future son-in-law's shirt ended up on the father-in-law's body.
Yes.
And he wore it out.
Out to dinner.
Did he did it on purpose?
No, he had no idea. He thought it was his own shirt. And he's like, "What?" And he's like, "That's my shirt. It's been missing for a year. And I kept telling Laura, accusing Laura of losing it or stealing
it. Giving it away or something.
Or ruining it.
Yeah.
And it's my favorite shirt." And so John was like, "Well, I have a jacket in my car. I can take the shirt off and just wear the jacket."
Did he want the shirt back?
He said, "No, you can keep it."
Oh.
Apparently he didn't want it anymore.
Because it had the father-in-law cooties on it or something?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. So did he realize? So at the dinner, he looked over and was like,
"There it is.
There's my shirt.
There's my shirt that's been missing."
Could it have? How was he so sure that it wasn't just the same shirt?
I don't know. He just was sure. "You're wearing my shirt." And Gail couldn't believe it until she realized it wasn't even her husband's correct size, which he didn't realize either. He just threw it on.
See, look how dumb men are.
How many times did he wear that shirt that was never his?
Right. And, oh, it feels a little tight on me. Right. You know.
He just maybe thought he needed to, you know, go easier on the malted milks for a while or something.
You know, it's interesting. Not exactly in the same vein, but my mother-in-law a lot of times will bring clothes over, like, for Lindsay. Like, "Oh, this is shoes I don't wear anymore, a jacket," because they're the same size. And every now and then she'll try to mix in stuff for me from my father-in-law.
Yeah.
And I'm always like, pass. But recently I needed a pair of black jeans, and I went into my drawer and put them on, and I was like, "Oh, these are great." And then I realized that she had snuck them in there.
Oh, really?
So
how did you even notice? Did he have his, like, name written on the inseam or
perhaps,
something?
Perhaps.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Top Sirloin Steak, $4.99 per pound. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Exclusive digital deal of the week. Lucerne shredded, sliced, or chunk cheese, 6.84 to 8 ounce varieties, $1.97 each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.